There is certainly a feeling among orthodontists that cone beam CT imaging may be useful in the localization of impacted maxillary canines because of its ability to show the impaction in three dimensions. This three-dimensional view also allows better visualization of root damage on adjacent incisors due to the ectopic tooth. To better understand impacted maxillary canines and to provide more information to orthodontists that treat them, researchers in China conducted a study to look at the position and associated root resorption of impacted canines. The results of their study are published in the January 2008 issue of Oral Surgery, Oral Medicine, Oral Pathology, Oral Radiology, and Endodontology in a paper called Localization of Impacted Maxillary Canines and Observation of Adjacent Incisor Resorption with Cone Beam Computed Tomography. This was a retrospective study where the authors collected all cone beam imaging that had been done for impacted canines at Peking University from 2002 to 2005. After excluding patients who also had impacted incisors, they had a group of 175 patients with 210 impacted maxillary canines. The images were all taken on a Nutome cone beam CT machine. The authors devised a method of classifying the canines in terms of position and inclination, and then divided all the impacted teeth into these six classes: mesiolabial, mesiopalatal, in situ, distal, horizontal, and inverted. The authors also looked for evidence of root resorption on the adjacent lateral and central incisors, and if seen, the resorption was classified as mild, moderate, or severe. The results for impaction classification were a bit unexpected. 1/3 of the impactions were mesiopalatal, and an equal number were mesiolabial. In a Caucasian group, we would expect many more palatal than labial impactions. About 15% were classified as in situ, meaning they were not displaced mesiodistally, and the remaining were divided among distal, horizontal, and inverted impactions. The results for the incidence of incisor resorption showed that 40% of the impacted canines had associated resorption of the adjacent lateral and or central incisors. So in this population, almost half the impacted canines were causing some incisor resorption. The severity of the associated resorption was mild half the time, moderate 30% of the time, and severe 20% of the time. I would say that these results confirm that more root resorption occurs with impacted canines than we have been aware of with conventional imaging. This study was done on a Chinese population, and we need to be careful extrapolating the results to Caucasian or African American groups. We know the incidence of labial impactions differ, and that may well affect the observed root resorption. What we can definitely confirm is that cone beam imaging gives us more information about canine impactions than conventional imaging. This is another indication that the incidence of significant incisor root resorption is likely higher than we have previously thought. As cone beam imaging becomes more readily available and the cost comes down, it is likely that we will routinely image impacted canines in this way to get better diagnostic information to treat our patients. For more details about this study, along with sample cone beam images of some of the impacted canines, take a look in the January 2008 issue of the Triple O.